So today I thought we would talk about good versus evil, which, of course, as you know, to me is a perception thing. It's a gray area. You can't call it black and white because, well, it will never be black and white because one person's perception of evil might not be another person's. Now, that being said, of course, there are, lines in which the perception of evil becomes very black and white. But we'll touch upon that stuff once we kind of get into the definition of good versus evil. I guess the best starting point when you think about good and evil as someone's perception or as a concept, you have to boil it down to, I guess, one person's ideology over another's.
Right. One person's moral compass over someone else's, possibly. Again, a lot of it get a lot of perception involved.
Well, you look at it this way. It's like you would look at certain groups of people who would look at me and look at you and would in turn consider either one of us to be evil.
But then we would in turn look at those people and see those people as evil.
Exactly.
It's all about perception.
It's all about perception. Now, there are extenuating circumstances to such cases to when you can actually say, well, that right there was evil, or that's bad, or
Well, I
that's.
mean, I would find it hard to believe, like, there's probably a very small minority of people on this planet who would not see, child sex traffickers as evil.
Well, no,
I mean, even the
because.
people who do it probably see themselves as evil.
Well, yes, and they accept that.
Because it gets them
It's
money.
what they do.
Yeah.
But that would be a textbook definition of good and evil being black and white.
Right.
But what you have to take into consideration with most things is there's always an outlying story to things. Not things like what you just mentioned, but other things. A perfect example of that is you look at the world that we live in. Hell, let's go back years ago when I was younger.
Right.
We're talking, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. Probably longer now. Because, to me, 20 years ago was, 1980, when in actuality, 30 years ago was just the 90s.
I don't want to think about that. That's evil. No.
But you look at certain things, like you can look at certain events that take place, and you have to decide, are they good or were they evil? And I guess one of the best examples of that, and it comes from when I was much younger, is you look at something like when we really started to take a look at school shootings,
Right.
when Columbine became a worldwide media sensation story. You had these two guys, both of which who were average high school students, but they were in such a mental state that where they had been bullied and tortured every single day, their life was made absolutely and utterly unbearable every single day. And for the better part of a year, they had sought out teachers, guidance counselors, what have you, authority figures, to put a stop to it. But nobody did, and
Right.
nobody would listen to them. So these two boys who had grown up in an era when, violent TV, violent movies, it was a thing. Their family had guns. One day they just up and decided they weren't going to take it anymore. They walked into their high school and they began capping students.
Right.
But there were moments where they would tell people, it's okay, you don't have anything to be afraid of. You were always nice to me.
Right.
You look at an event like that, and you can see the failures of everyone around them. But does it make the two young men who committed the atrocity evil?
They made the conscious choice to take lives. I mean, it was a retaliatory thing and a push to the limit thing, but they made the conscious choice to take lives.
Yes.
So.
But how much can you push a young human psyche before it breaks?
Again, that's the gray area.
You look at the shit that kids do today because of the pressures of social media.
I know. It's almost a daily thing. And we're touting social media, but I also think that social media itself is evil. And it had such potential. I think that's what makes it so evil, is because it had such potential to, we could be such a society that is so, like, so knowledgeable and so interconnected, and yet it ended up so petty and so malicious and such a bad thing. And I think because the potentiality for good was squandered, it makes it feel that much more evil.
But that's just one example of a million different examples you can give. I mean, again, it's all perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like when I was in high school, there was a band that I liked, was going to come here local, and all the churches were in this tizzy because they never listened to their music and just assumed by the imagery that they were, you know, one thing. And all the preachers preached, this is, the voice of the devil, don't be listening to this. And then these good, Jesus-loving Christians proceeded to set his tour bus on fire. You know, just like Jesus would.
It's amazing how turn the other cheek becomes, it's okay to set people's shit on fire.
Yeah. Then that person never came back around here ever again. I couldn't blame them.
But listen, you look back through history. One man's villain is another man's hero.
Yep. And victors always write history, and they're never going to write themselves as villains.
Well, you take a look at one classic example. I mean, you look at the people in Romania. People in that region who absolutely hate the Stoker family.
Right.
Because they based Count Dracula off of Vlad Tepes and his story.
Mm-hmm.
But to those people,
he's a hero.
Vlad Tepes is a hero.
Yeah.
Because of the things that he did to protect his own people.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about the brutal things that he did and how he was such an evil ruler, and they talk about, you know, the forest of blood that he created outside of his castle.
But he was also fighting incredibly brutal people who had done some inhumane things.
His people worship him as a hero.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a even worse example.
Oh.
A terrible example.
Okay.
A absolutely horrific example.
I know where you're going with this.
Right. Historically, you know, a man who is considered one of the most evil men in all of history, a man whose genocidal tendencies during World War II cost the lives of millions.
Right.
But here's the thing. Before he took that turn, before he walked across that line and became a definite denizen of evil.
Yes.
He was looked upon by his people as the man who would save them.
Well, I mean,
and even after he committed the genocide, there were still groups of his people who looked at him like he was a hero. Because here's the thing. The ones who were in the center, the ones who were benefiting from the war, had no idea what was going on outside of their little bubble. They knew that, yes, they were rounding up people and putting them in camps. They knew, yes, he was getting the bad elements out of their streets and they were living better lives and they were having better fortunes. But how many of them living those lives that weren't in service to the military or part of the government actually knew what was happening to those people he rounded up?
We will never know.
No, but the thing is, to us, he is a denizen of evil.
One of the worst.
To those people, he's considered a hero.
Well, I don't know if he would still be considered.
There are people in this world today that still consider him a hero.
Just for the, you know, digging them out economically from all the sanctions that were imposed.
Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that he was any kind of a hero. No, not at all.
No.
He was the worst type of human being, one that could only see one sort of solution to a problem.
But that kind of goes to what I was thinking we could talk about of, is evil an innate thing? The whole nature versus nurture thing. Are there people who were born in that black and white area of evil?
Well, I mean, and we need to get into that, but you look at, like, what we just talked about. Was he born evil?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Or was it a product of the environment he was raised in and the things he experienced? You look at this country today.
Right.
You look at the United States. There are people right now who are looking at our current president. They're looking at Trump. They're looking at his cabinet picks. They're looking at even Elon Musk. And they are treating them like heroes. Now, to me, in this instance, you got to go 50-50 on this. They are doing some good things. And they are doing some right things. But they're also doing some insane shit, too.
Well, and you have to look at people, not even just in modern times, people in humanity in general, 9 times out of 10, even if they are doing the good things, they're going to get something out of it, too.
Well, yes. I mean, all through history, you've had people who would follow their idols and their heroes to their death.
Yeah. And I mean, there, you know, we've got people who have a lot of money running the show now.
But
I wonder, I mean, they already have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing it for monetary or if they're doing it more for ego.
But do you consider millionaires and billionaires to be evil?
No.
I know there are people that say being a billionaire and a trillionaire is unethical, but listen.
Well, I mean, Dolly Parton says that, but then she gives away all of her money for, like, little kids to read.
Dolly Parton's a fucking saint.
Yeah, so.
Listen.
God bless the Dolly.
Listen, Dolly Parton's a fucking saint. She should run everything anyway. But
she's smart enough not to, though.
Thought I'd never say that about anyone who was a Christian of that magnitude, but she is. She's saying.
She's precious. Yes.
The thing is, you know, she made that statement, being a billionaire, being a trillionaire makes you
unethical.
But in my opinion, how you gained that money and what you do with it are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do something unethical to become a billionaire or a trillionaire? Then we can talk about whether or not you fall on the side of good or evil, wrong or right, you know, whether you're a bad person. It all stems on pretty much how that money came to be in your possession.
Right.
If you worked your ass off to earn that $1 billion.
Right.
What you do with it is no consequence to anybody else.
Not really, no.
You know, people say Jeff Bezos is a terrible person because he spent all that money to build a rocket, take himself up into space. You know what I say? Jeff Bezos earned that $1 billion. If he wants to fart it out the end of an ass rocket and go to the moon, that's his prerogative. That is his right to do so.
That is a mental image I will not
He did not do anything shady. He did not do anything illegal. He did not do anything untoward or hurt anyone else to make that $1 billion. Now, in the current state, you can talk about the way that Amazon's employees are treated and decide for yourself if he's a bad boss.
Right.
But when he started out in his garage selling books,
he had no idea.
He had no idea where that was going. That does not make him a bad person because he spends his money on what he wants. He worked his ass off to get where he's at.
Right.
Now, I know there are Nepo babies out there that were just handed the money, and that's a whole different story.
Well, even then, I mean,
Bill Gates,
he worked for it, but, I mean, you hear some conflicting things about
Well, him, Bill Gates is kind of a douche. You look at what he did to his wife, and you look at some other stuff that he's accused of, that he allegedly did. I mean, we don't really know.
And I try, I mean, and this is going to make me sound self-righteous. We only know
what we're told.
What we're told.
And you can't really trust the fucking media to tell you anything.
Yeah, we only know what we're told. I believe in, like, actions defining a person more than words and rumors. Like, if there's a definitive action that you know that these people did and it is horrible, then it's horrible. But if it's hearsay and you're just getting it from, you know, social media or whatever, take it with a grain.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, there's a lot of people that would tell you Steve Jobs was an evil douche monger to work for. But we don't know that.
I never worked for him.
I never worked for Steve Jobs. Yeah. But the point is, do people with a lot of money automatically be pegged, are they automatically pegged as evil because they have earned a bunch of money and they're simply not spending it on what somebody else believes they should be?
Well, I mean, people who see money as evil are usually the people who don't have any.
I don't see money as evil.
It's a necessary evil.
And I'm a broke bitch.
It's a necessary thing. I think, you know, I'm all about, you know, let's get Gene Roddenberry back alive and on the Enterprise. Well,
if we could get Gene Roddenberry back alive, we would have bigger things to talk about.
But you don't know what I mean. I mean, let's get on the Enterprise where there's no money, you know, and everybody has everything they need.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem with Gene Roddenberry's very utopian society. Yeah. In order for a society like that to work, you have to eradicate evil.
And human competition.
And human competition.
That's one reason why communism...
People don't play well together.
Yeah.
That's the reason communism exists.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to think. There are people in this world that will tell you that communism is evil.
Yeah.
And there are people in this world that will tell you that communism is the way to live.
Level the playing field. Yeah.
Is communism evil in and of itself?
The concept of it is in itself is not evil. It is, almost like you said, Roddenberry utopian, kind of everybody has what they need, everybody help out each other, level the playing field. It doesn't take into account for human competitiveness.
No.
It doesn't take into account greed or the propensity to exploit people. There have been places who said that they have had communism and it's not real, 100% pure. It's been corrupted. Because it's a system that's easily corrupted. Because you level the playing field and you would still have people behind the scenes trying to elevate themselves into a position of power or I'm better than you. It's just human nature. So it's, you know, survival of the fittest is more human nature than communism.
So, back to what you were saying about nature versus nurture when it comes to the concepts or the perceptions of good and evil.
Right.
Do you think that someone can be born with the propensity of being evil, or it's something that has to be nurtured within them?
I think that if you look at the concept of evil, as possibly being, like, as far as a mental illness. Like, there are people who are born psychotic. There are people who are born, you know, with that lack of knowing right from wrong. If you look at it that way, then yeah, I think somebody could be born evil. I think...
Is it possible to make somebody evil?
Yes.
Can someone be raised to be evil?
Abuse can make people evil. And abuse in the fact of spoiling somebody to the point that they feel so entitled that they're, you know, the entitlement is like an evil thing. I think you can create evil. If, like, let's say you desensitize somebody. Let's say there's a kid growing up in the middle of Gaza who has seen his entire family blown up, who saw his little sister killed right in front of him, and he's the only one that survived. And he has seen the people blowing him up, nothing happening, and the people over there trying to hide him as saving him, but those people are Hamas. And he looks at those people as heroes and wants to emulate them. Is he going to be evil?
Well, that falls under the category of which side of that do you fall on?
Exactly. I mean,
is Hamas evil?
That's just the example I gave because it's so prevalent in today's news now.
And it's a good question because Hamas being evil depends on which side of that line you stand on. Which side
you're on, yeah. I was just, you know, trying to say, like, an innocent caught in the middle.
Right.
And indoctrinated to whatever side. To be violent against the other side.
They can be taught to be violent,
they can taught to be violent. And then would that constitute them being taught to be evil? And hate. Is hate evil?
You would only feel that they were evil if you were on the opposing side.
Right.
You can teach anybody to hate.
Yeah. So is hate,
I don't think hate is a nature thing. I don't think anyone is born hating.
No.
Hate is a taught behavior.
I think I was born hating cauliflower.
Well.
But, you know, that's about it. But, yeah, hate is a taught behavior. Hate's
a learned behavior.
It's a learned behavior. It really is. Yeah. And it is a behavior that you can resist. I mean, if you can't tell by my accent and by my upbringing, I should probably be one of the most racist people on the planet. But I'm not.
Well, you were raised in a very fundamentalist Christian religion. You should hate everything.
I should hate everything and everybody. I should judge everything and everybody. I don't.
Because that's one of the key tenets to being a Christian is you have to hate anything that isn't.
I spent a lot of my life hating. And it didn't feel right. And when I put the hate down and was like, you know what? It takes too much of my energy to hate these people. And I just lived my life. It was like a weight got pulled off of my shoulders.
So if hate is a learned behavior, then you can't really call the person who is taught the hate evil. No. Unless they cross a line and commit certain acts. But so if someone can be taught to be evil,
yes,
can someone also be taught not to be evil?
Yes.
And can someone who was taught to hate learn not to hate? Can someone who is considered evil, for lack of a better term, be redeemed?
I would like to think so.
Can someone who has committed an atrocity
be
later believe that the atrocity they committed was a horrible act that was done out of whatever reason, can that person be redeemed? Can that person be taught not to hate? Can that person be brought back from the dark side?
Well, we have an example of that going on in our town right now. That girl that killed her baby and shoved the baby in a barrel.
I don't think they even need to put her on trial. Just take her out back and fucking shoot her.
I mean, is she evil?
Yes.
Is she just mentally whacked?
No.
To do that to her own child? I mean, is she redeemable?
No. She's a young, smarmy douche who her and the baby's father killed the baby.
Yeah.
They killed the baby because they were young and stupid and decided they didn't want a baby. The baby was ruining all their fun.
Yeah.
No.
There's no redemption.
Fuck them.
Okay.
Anyone that hurts a child.
Yeah.
Especially.
A baby.
A baby child.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Take her out back and shoot her.
I agree.
Fuck. Take her out back and make him shoot her. And then shoot him.
I think they should do to her what they did to the baby. But that's just me.
But that is a line that doesn't cross. Those people are evil. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, does that make me evil? Shove her in a barrel? You know?
And they're pulling that stunt where all of a sudden they found fucking Jesus.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're so sorry. We found the Lord and he's forgiven us for this mistake that we made. Fuck you. You don't get to find Jesus and suddenly be okay because you killed a baby.
No.
What you need to be is set the fuck on fire.
That's true. Yes, I completely agree.
So I guess we can agree that I think that they're evil.
Yeah. I agree.
They're not redeemable.
No, anybody that would do that is just...
I believe that anyone who harms women and children...
And animals.
...are irredeemable. Animals too.
Animals, yeah.
If I catch you kicking a dog, I will punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah, I just...
It doesn't cost you anything to be nice to an animal. It ain't nothing to you.
Right. Innocence, you know. I mean, harming an innocent, I think, is the line in the sand.
And it's not always just about... You know, the innocence. I mean, if you are physically harming someone you know is weaker than you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. And...
But no, they are 100% as evil as... And you know what? They're even more evil than some people you could put on this list. You know what? John Wayne Gacy was an evil motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a mental... break. He was a fucking psychopath.
Right.
Ed Gein cut people's faces off and wore them for fun. He was born that way. And these two did it because they were not able to go out and have any fun because they knocked themselves up and had a baby. So no, that actually makes them more evil than any serial killer you can put on this list.
Well, and plus, it was their... own child. It wasn't a random stranger yes. that they found on the side of the road.
Now, I'm not saying that any of these serial killers are any better.
Well, no.
But at least they had mental dysfunctions.
Yeah.
Things that made them the way they are. These two young brain rot motherfuckers killed their own baby because it was too much for them to handle.
Yeah.
Now they're going to say they found Jesus and it was a mistake. I don't care. I don't care. If it was, we found Jesus' mistake. What you do is you take a small vial of mercury, you shove it in this bitch's cunt, and you smash her fucking lips together and watch her shake to death on the floor.
You might be crossing your own line.
No. You ever seen what Alka-Seltzer does to someone's scrotum? I have.
Can we just get back to, like, not kicking a puppy?
There are things in this world, my dear, that you should probably never, ever have to see in your life.
Okay.
I could tell you a few things.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I'm going to tell you what. There are things you can do with a toolbox that... you can do a lot more than fix a light socket with it.
But... I can't even fix a light socket, so nobody has to be afraid of me.
But in any regard, I think someone who takes an innocent life like that and doesn't have any excuse of being mentally deranged or otherwise.
Right. Earned that label.
It makes them more evil.
Yeah. Hyper evil.
It does. Yeah. I think an assault against children make you evil. And you know what? That's just the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you are. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't care about any of that. But going back to what we were talking about, can someone be considered evil and then somehow they find their way out of it? They become, for lack of a better term, a good person.
I think it'd be hard for them and hard for anybody who knew how they were to 100% believe it and trust that it's just not another angle kind of thing. Or, like you said, the whole, I found Jesus, Jesus forgives me, I'm a good person now, and it be completely just bogus. It's, if they could go somewhere and have like a completely clean, fresh start, where nobody knew them, nobody brought up their past, you know, like, they went from prison to being like a goat farmer in the Alps or something, and just lived a boring, you know, Thanos life after the snap, you know, maybe.
So you agree that good and evil are more or less simply concepts of perception.
They're concepts of perception, yeah. Unless extreme cases where the concepts and the perceptions are not, you can't question.
Right.
But, like, somebody who steals a little old lady's money, are they evil?
Yes.
But they steal that money to pay for medicine for their sick child.
See, that's where you get into the gray area of perception.
Right.
You know, is shoplifting, you know, that's a very minor crime. But the store is going to think that that person is a bad person because they're stealing from them. On the other side of that coin, if that person is stealing formula to feed their baby because they can't afford it.
Right.
Who...
who is evil? The person who's stealing evil? It to feed their child, or the store who charges too much for it?
Yeah.
You know, again, perception.
It is perception. It's like, my mother would probably tell you that prostitution is evil.
And I don't see a thing wrong with it.
But I don't agree with that.
Which one, her or me?
No, I don't agree with her. I don't agree that prostitution is evil.
I don't either. I mean, I don't think it's evil. I think it's the world's oldest profession. A woman of legal age, cognitively, knowingly doing that, if it can be done regulated and safely without, you know, pimps or anything involved. Like,
I can't, you know. I can't genuinely call anything or anyone evil that isn't hurting someone else.
Right, right.
If she's not hurting anyone.
Right.
What's the problem?
And hurting her grandma from finding out she's a prostitute is not hurting anyone.
No, no. Somebody screaming on Sunday, oh, dear Lord, my grandchild's a prostitute.
I mean,
it goes right back to that meme you showed me earlier. That meme, that picture of God,
mm-hmm.
and that said, this person has the ability to stop all world hunger, but he's worried about me masturbating.
Right. Well, I mean, like, technically, to my grandmother, I'm evil because I had, you know, premarital sex. And then she didn't like the...
Your family was weird.
Yeah, and she didn't like the joke of, well, if I had no intention of being married, it wasn't premarital.
You were living with him, and you had family that wouldn't come into your house.
They wouldn't come in. No, they wouldn't let their children come into the apartment because they said it was a den of sin. That's what they called it, the den of sin.
Oh, sounds fun to me.
And it was...
the den of sin.
Yeah, it was so sinful. We didn't even have cable. We played a lot of PlayStation.
You know? I would love to walk those two into the bunny ranch.
Yeah. But no, they
Her
wouldn't.
head would explode.
Yeah.
He might find a different kind of Jesus.
He's her. I'm not going to say where his genitals are.
In
but
the jar that she keeps in her purse and shakes at him when he
yeah,
needs to do
so
something?
Yeah, so he wouldn't be able to find Jesus. He doesn't have the equipment.
He can't even find his dick.
Yeah, he doesn't have the equipment anymore. But we digress.
But that's the point. Prostitution, is it evil? No, it's
no.
not. If you are not committing any harm to anyone else, it's not evil. There is also that gray of, like, you know, we're having that problem right now. That big problem with crackheads and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Right down here downtown. But here's my question. In that situation, who is the evil person? Is it the one who got hooked on fentanyl? Or is it the motherfucker supplying it to them?
Oh, it's the supplier. I mean, it's the people who get hooked on things. I don't consider people who have addictions to be evil. Sometimes they do horrible things to feed those addictions, and borderline evil things to feed those addictions, but the process of getting addicted made them weak,
but
not
what,
evil.
What I believe is the difference there is what you just said. Addictions don't make somebody evil. They might do evil things
mm-hmm.
to feed that addiction, but those are the type of people you would quote-unquote call redeemable.
They are redeemable.
They can be brought back from the edge. The motherfuckers out there
supplying
that shit
to
people.
Knowingly giving. I mean, you see the people. They're sitting on the sidewalks. They're bent over to the point that their foreheads are on the sidewalks. And then you got the smarmy bastard giving them the stuff that makes them like that. That guy is evil.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the others, it's, you know, you don't know somebody's life situation. You don't know what they are mentally dealing with, and sometimes they are taken to the top of the mountain and shown a way to check out of all of that.
And
it sounds good at the time.
It does. And you see, it's another point to the perceptions. The people dealing the drugs, I consider to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who end up getting hooked on them, you don't know what's went on in their life. You don't know what brought them down that road.
Right.
And I ain't talking about smoking fucking weed. I don't give a shit about a motherfucker smoking weed. Smoke yourself stupid for all I care.
Right. Just don't drive.
Just don't drive.
Yeah. It's just dumb when they do that.
You know, there's people living out there in the street. They have a hard enough life.
They
like,
do.
You look. I'm about to say something I never thought I would say, but I'm going to say it. Next town over from us, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put in an initiative to stop all homelessness by just basically telling everyone in that town that they would be fined by the city for helping the homeless.
Yeah.
They want the homeless ran out by simply taking away any help they had. For the first time in my life, I was proud of
a church.
Two very Christian organizations over there who actually stood up to the city and said, we're going to feed the homeless whether you want us to or not, because that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
These people are going to freeze out in the street with no food, no shelter, no blankets,
mm-hmm.
and those two churches fought the city.
And
it just proves that not all Christians are evil.
Right, and it kills me around here when you hear people say, well, you know, don't give them money, they'll just go buy drugs with it. Don't give them money, they'll just go buy alcohol with it. And it's like, well, me giving them money says what it says about me.
What they do with it.
What they do with it
says what it
says
about
them. And you know, if I'm feeling charitable and I want to help someone, that's what I'm going to do. What they do with it, if they buy a hot dog or some heroin, I mean, that's not up to me to control.
But that doesn't make them evil.
No, it makes them, I mean, addiction is a disease.
You want to talk about evil, you talk about those two little motherfuckers filming themselves trying to set that homeless man on fire down here
yeah.
for social media clout.
Yeah, that's evil.
That's evil.
But is it evil or is the addiction to attention?
Do you consider that an addiction?
No, I think that's a bogus thing that people say.
Yes.
But they want to try and lump themselves in when they get caught. When they get caught doing shit like that, they want to lump themselves in with, well, I'm addicted to this and I want this. No.
But see, social media, it's also a perception. Is it evil or is it not?
It depends on what it's used for. I mean, I watch social media. I watch people coloring books.
We're on social media right now.
Well, I know. And some people will probably think we're evil.
Probably.
But I swear I'm not. But, no, I mean, it is. It's all about perception. Like, my grandmother refused to touch technology. Like, she had a television and eventually a cordless phone. And that's as technologically advanced as she would get. Because she thought anything beyond that was just evil. Computers, smartphones, anything technologically above a TV remote and a cordless phone. Because she didn't understand it. She didn't want to learn it. Her church had told her all the evils of, you know, online porn and child trafficking and online dating.
The evils of online porn.
Promiscuousness. And she just thought that every bit of the technology in the world was evil.
Now, online porn, is it evil? Or, again, does it depend on how it's used?
Probably. Well, as long as it's not exploitative and underage. I mean, if some lonely dude needs to rub one out instead of being a grouchy motherfucker, I guess it's beneficial. You know? I mean, you know, I've always said romantic comedies have ruined more marriages than porn, because at least porn, the boobs are unrealistic, but everything else is pretty much spot on. But, you know, it's all about perceptions. She thought all of that was just pure bottled evil. Wanted nothing to do with it. Like, if I was sitting there looking at my phone, she was just glaring at me. Like, why are you touching that? Why are you on that? What, you know, who are you planning on meeting up with and doing all these diabolical things? And I'm like, I looked up a recipe for chicken salad. Sorry. You know? My bad. But, you know, it's, again, the perception thing. But I think we've pretty much kind of went round and round with this and had a good little discussion.
Do you think masturbation is evil?
No.
I mean, I could sit here all day and just be like, do you think this is evil? And you can give me a yes or no.
But masturbation, no. Masturbation isn't evil.
I don't know why it would be.
It's a chemical release of dopamines. How is that evil?
I don't like to get political, so we stay away from that stuff.
Political stuff. It's... Political stuff gives me a headache. It really does. And, I mean, they're talking now, you know, we may end up being seen as evil and on some kind of list for this, because they're... I mean, they're doing that whole...
Have you seen...
Religious your liberty?
Your Google search engine history...
Yeah, I'm on lists.
You're already on lists.
I'm on all kinds of lists.
There is no reason to fret about being on the list. It'll just be another one.
Well, I can't help it. You tell me something, I don't know what it is. My squirrely brain will not let me not know what it is, and then I'm on lists. So.
But are those lists evil?
They're interesting. They're not evil. I haven't looked up anything that bad.
No.
But is there anything other than like hurting children that you think is?
I think if you are dealing with two consenting adults, nothing is evil. That's just the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't have to be two. It can be a group. I mean, there's some fucking upside down pineapples going on out there. But
that reminded me of that thing I saw the other day about how pickleball was the gateway drug to upside down pineapples.
Would you like to explain to people what an upside-down pineapple is in case they don't know?
Upside-down pineapples are like the little flag telltale sign of that somebody's a swinger.
But group activities, you know, consenting adults. Anything done between consenting adults, I don't care what it is. You know, I used to have a roommate who used to date a girl whose big kink was being cut. That, I mean, not dangerously cut.
Right.
But very shallow cuts. And then she liked for you to play in the blood while you were, you know, banging her. That was her thing. She got off on it.
Did he ever want to maybe get her some mental help?
I don't think there was any sort of help for this girl. But I don't consider that to be evil because they were two consenting adults.
That's in a whole other room. That's not evil, but that's...
Kinks aren't evil.
Concerning, but that's not evil.
Anything between two consenting adults that do not harm anyone outside their consensual little group,
right,
is not evil.
No.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if they're sitting around drinking turpentine till they all die because they're going to catch the next UFO to Venus. They're all adults.
Right.
They can do what they want.
Do you think somebody that harms themselves in that way that it would psychologically harm their family?
I don't believe in the remnants of, yes, I know, my father used to tell me that, what was that thing he used to say? Something about, you know, stupidity and death being equals in the fact that stupid people and dead people don't understand how much they hurt the people around them.
Okay.
Now, to me, here's the thing. I know the quote is wrong. I just don't remember what it is.
Right.
I don't really go for that.
Okay.
Because I think once you're an adult and you're out on your own and you're dealing with other adults, yes, you have a family.
Right.
Yes, you could emotionally hurt them. But at the end of the day,
right,
an adult making his own decision to do whatever is his decision. That doesn't make it evil. Do I think that, oh God, I'm going to say the word and you're putting these things up on YouTube? What's the word I'm supposed to use?
Unalive.
If somebody unalives themselves.
Yeah.
Stupid, you can't use the actual word. If somebody unalives themselves, it will hurt the people around them.
Yes.
But I also think that's a personal decision they made as a grown-ass adult.
Right.
And whatever reason they had for making that doesn't make them evil.
Yeah.
I hate when people are like, oh my God, he killed himself. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What could possibly have... That's between him and whatever happened.
Well, it was like I had a cousin who unalived themselves. And... their father, he was one of four boys, and I was closer to, like, one of the other ones, because we were closer in age. And their father, all he kept saying is, how could he have done this to me? How could he have done this to me? And I was talking, like, to his brothers, and they're like, Dad never once said, why did he do it?
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think people can do whatever they want to do as long as they're an adult. They're in a situation where everybody's consented to it, and they're not harming anyone but themselves.
Right.
Other than that, you know, there's really no other line. Mm-hmm. When you start hurting other people,
yeah,
then you cross that line of it no longer being someone's perception and it being fact.
Right. And like knowingly hurting someone... getting benefit from hurting someone, getting off on hurting someone. Yeah, you're going over into evil territory there.
Well, unless the person you're hurting is consensual. But...
well, no, I'm talking about, like, you know, con man taking Mamaw's bingo money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Talking about, like, gimps.
No, I'm not talking about gimps. I know more about imps than gimps.
I would hope so.
I do, yes.
I mean, we can get you a mask.
No, I'm claustrophobic. That's not going to work for me.
So, yes, I think it's all perception. Someone will tell me that everything that I think is perfectly fine is evil. Well, that's their perception.
Now, here's a different question. What is your perception of something that is inherently good?
Inherently good?
Mm-hmm.
Babies.
Babies are inherently good?
Yes.
I think so, too. They're born...
When a baby is born, a baby isn't born with the ability to hate. Yeah. A baby isn't born with the ability to hurt someone.
Right.
Babies aren't born knowing anything about what they're going to become, barring mental illnesses, birth defects, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But babies are just good.
Yeah.
They don't know any better. If a baby turns into something evil, it's because as it grew, it was taught.
Right.
That babies aren't born hating people. Babies aren't born racist. Babies aren't born with any of that. It's us terrible, fucked up adults that turn those children into what they become.
Yeah. I think that's one reason why I never had any. Was, you know, I vicious cycles and all that, you know, in family. And then there's some mental illness that runs in my family. And I was just like, you know, I don't want to tarnish a little person like that. So I just, no. Never did.
What's an example for you?
Of inherently good? Other than babies? I don't know.
People who do charity work anonymously.
That do it, the anonymously thing, yes. People who give out of the kindness of their heart, but do it not in a way for public praise or attaboys or pats on the back. They just do it. But even then, even there's a slight thing with them that they're doing it for a small bit of self gratification of knowing that they did the good, and that little self pat on the back skews it slightly.
Yes, but is it evil for someone to feel good about doing charity?
No, it's not evil, but it's not like 100% inherently good, like a newborn baby, you said, is inherently good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they're closer to that than not the evil side. But, you know, there's always going to be that one little pride part about it, like, oh, I did this for other people. I'm a good person. You know, telling themselves and telling people that, you know, I'm a good person.
And there are people out there who I believe are born and grow up and become adults, and they choose career paths and things of that nature that are inherently good people.
Right.
I mean, you got to be a certain kind of motherfucker to run into a burning building.
You do. You do. I mean, you do. I mean, any of that stuff. You have to be...
Yes, most cops are douches. But to be that one...
That goes and... Yeah.
You know, you're the first one through the door when there's an active shooter somewhere.
Yeah.
Especially in a school.
Yeah. That's
you're the first firefighter to burst through the door of a blazing building because there's somebody in there.
Yeah.
And you know that you got a 50-50 when you go through that door that you might not come back out.
Yep. I mean, to care that much about another person.
A complete stranger.
A complete stranger leans on the good. Yeah. It does. It leans on the good.
No grown adult can ever be 100% purely good.
No.
Most of them that act like they're 100% purely good
are the evil.
They're the ones with the skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, they're the ones that... And that goes back to the whole, you know, religion thing. Whole, you know, if you're pointing your finger at me, you got four more pointing back at you. Or three more. But, you know, I don't have any fingers yet. I can't count at this point. So.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be purely good, but there are decent people in this world.
Decent. And I think in the world that we live in, decent is good. I mean, decent is a good way to be. Survive, you mean, because right now, a lot of people are just surviving. And if it gets any worse, people will have to do things to survive. They can still be decent people. But it's like that mom who's got to go, you know, lift that formula. She's still a decent person
who has to do... she's doing whatever she has to do to feed her child.
Who have to do not decent things sometimes. And again, you fall into that gray area. Well, if she's completely decent, she wouldn't even consider stealing. Well, you know, if her baby's starving, what do you do, you know? But it's... And this conversation, the more modern times, the more things change, this conversation could completely change. Because people, you never know what people might have to start doing. It's a day-to-day thing now.
It is.
It is. But we've almost gone an hour this time, so I think I might put on my little production hat and call it.
You have a production hat?
Well, I look in all hats, so yeah.
What's your production hat?
It's the Grogu ears over here. Anyway, I think we're going to call it. And you guys can go do all the social stuff. Facebook, X, Baron Blasphemy, Instagram, and YouTube channel is Under the Horns. And website, underthehorns.castos.com.